An emergency overnight shelter located beside a Kitchener High School will continue to operate when students head back to class. The inclusive shelter has been running out of the former Edith McIntosh Child Care Center since late June, which is next to Cameron Heights Collegiate Institute. A letter sent to those in the area from the region of Waterloo on August 24, and obtained by City News, stated the shelter will continue to operate for the next month. Over the summer, we have had the opportunity to engage in thoughtful conversations with neighbors, individuals with lived experience and our community partners, read the letter. While there is overwhelming support and acknowledgement of the critical need for these services in the community, the Edith McIntosh site has not been without its challenges. The letter added that the region of Waterloo will discontinue the location after September 28. Kelly Ann Salerno, the region's assistant director of housing operations, issued a statement to City News and confirmed the details. This afternoon, we began notifying the local school communities and neighborhood that we will be discontinuing the use of the Edith McIntosh site as an emergency shelter by the end of September. The last night of operation at the site will be September 28, 2022. Salerno said until then, additional measures will be implemented at the site, to support the continued safety of students and staff. The measures will include enhanced security, increased needle sweeps of the area, and modifications to shelter operations. With Regional Council's recent approval of our interim housing solution strategy, we have expanded our search and resourcing capabilities as we work to find a new emergency shelter locations and service providers, wrote Salerno. We will remain in close contact with the Waterloo Region District School Board, the Working Center and the City of Kitchener and together, we will continue to work through issues collaboratively as they arise. The overnight site is being run by the Working Center and provides shelter services 7 days a week, from 7 p.m. to 9 a.m.